It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Before I get into this email with the quirks, I do want to tell you guys, driving in this morning, pitch black along C-470, three houses with Christmas lights up.
Oh, no.
Are you sure
already?
They're Christmas?
They were Christmas, buddy, because I know a lot of people do the Halloween
okay,
lights.
Okay, I was like, I got neighbors that put the Halloween lights
straight
up.
Straight up Christmas, buddy.
No.
Green, red, white.
No.
Some of them had the Christmas tree outline.
No, thank you.
Know?
No, thank you.
No, no, it's not time yet. It's not time.
Too soon.
Yeah,
that's jumping the gun.
I saw in the store as well. They have the Christmas decorations up as ready as well as
they
well.
They do. So maybe.
Yeah.
I get that in the stores. Like that's.
Do you?
Whatever. Do your thing.
Time.
The holiday season's coming. Do your thing. Don't put it on your house yet.
Don't do that.
I almost got off on, I think it was the Wadsworth exit and found the house and unplugged it. I almost just, no.
Excuse me?
I wouldn't even knock, buddy.
We're not doing it.
They got ring cameras everywhere now, buddy.
I don't care. I almost went to the house and unplugged him.
I said,
I can't do this now.
You can't.
Stop it now.
So bad.
Nick Nack yesterday was already talking about, we should put the tree up like before Thanksgiving. I was like, no, we shouldn't.
No, that's not how we do
it. We should not.
Absolutely not.
Like Josh said, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
This is going to involve some audience participation. So our phone lines are open, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. That'll get you in on the actual phone and text. This came in from Rebecca. She says, hey, team, love the new show. Great energy. Keep it up.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Well, thank you, Rebecca.
Yeah.
She says, I want to know, do any of you have weird habits or quirks that you just can't break? Mine is I have to organize things by color. Clothes, dishes, groceries as I bag them.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Wow.
These quirky habits make people unique and sometimes hilarious. Tell me I'm not alone. What are yours? And that's from Rebecca.
I love that, Rebecca, because you're right. Like, that makes you unique. That's something about you that not a lot of people does. And it says something about, I don't know, like, why
how
do you do
you
that,
are.
Right? It really
how
does.
Weird
it's
you
like,
are.
There's a reason you do that, right? Like,
yeah.
Mine would be I use my hands a lot in a way that I don't even realize I'm doing it. I play piano, and so I practice scales a lot, like, da na 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 na. I do that with
how
my hands.
How was it? How did it go?
Da na 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 na.
Beautiful.
Na 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 na. You get it, yeah. So that's what that's what goes on in my head.
Let's do it one more time.
Let's do it all together. All together.
Na 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 na. Let's make my heart happy so much right now. Like, but I do that with my hands, and I also count sentences, like what we just said there. Count sentences. countsentences. Like I count it on my hand. And then exercise.
How many?
In case you're wondering what's going on in my head all the time.
Hold on. Back it up.
Yeah.
Explain that again.
So, like, okay, so when I, like, say a sentence, I will count those letters in my head.
W-H-E-N-I-S-A-Y-A-S-E-N-T-E-N-C-E.
So I will count that on my hand, and then I will put, like, say there's a period or a question mark, or in my case, a lot, an exclamation point at the end of that.
A lot of those.
Then I will count that in there as well, and it has to be even, so it has to come out on top, so both of my hands are being used. Or it doesn't feel
this
good.
Is
so I have to keep going. Like,
have
I
have you
to
been
keep
tested
going.
For anything?
We're supposed
That's
to feel
so
like
good.
We belong when we say these stories, right?
No,
true.
This is
Rebecca
fine.
Wanted.
True.
This is a safe space.
It is.
Except
it
for
is.
Katie, because that's ridiculous.
It is crazy. Silly. I've done it my whole life, though.
It's very similar to what Nick Nack does. And I've told this story on the air before, but it's been a while. But, like, we'll be holding hands watching a movie. And I feel her hands going twitch, 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 twitch,
yeah.
move. And I'm like, what are you doing? What's wrong? Did you have a lot of caffeine or something? And she types a lot for her job.
Yeah.
And so she'll be like, no. She's like, I'm dictating, I guess, is what you
yeah.
would call it. She's like, I'm typing what the people are saying.
In the movie
or the
oh,
TV
yes!
show as
funny.
She's watching.
Okay.
So she'll be sitting there typing and her hands are moving. And I'm like,
yes!
Knock it off, you creeper.
Huh. Like, that's
stop
interesting.
It. We'll probably break up soon.
I know. That's too much.
She's got
it's
one more
just
chance.
Too much. I wonder if it's like we have too much energy type thing. Like we're trying to get our energy out. That's what I always said it when I was doing the scales. Like I'm trying to get that energy out
sure.
of my body, right? And so even yeah. the words, like they're in my head. I got to get them out somehow.
I
so,
feel like you probably have a lot yeah. of voices.
Those
in
are voices in your head, actually,
yeah.
Katie.
There's a lot going on.
Josh,
up there.
What's yours, dude?
Okay, so I thought of two right off the bat. One is probably kind of annoying. When I have gum in my mouth, I chew a lot of gum. I smack it all the time. Like I will pop it and crack it and pop it all the time. And that annoys people. A lot of people don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not smacking it like that. I'm just popping bubbles constantly. So that's what I'm doing. And then another one is I actually pop my knuckles constantly. Like I was actually noticing
when you
were typing, I was cracking them on the table. Like when you were doing your little typing thing.
Yeah.
And now I'm like very conscious of it. And I'm like, is that bad for me? Because I heard there's like the whole arthritis thing. I looked it up quickly. There's no actual link between cracking your knuckles and arthritis, which thank God, because I would have it already. But those are two that pop or came right up
those
to me. And then the other one, though, while I'm walking, the whole thing is don't step on a crack. You'll break your mother's back. I like still try to avoid stepping on cracks when I'm walking. No matter where I go,
That's a smart move, man. A lot of mothers have died that way.
I love your mommy.
I love my mom.
We've lost a lot of moms that way.
I've had back pain lately the last couple days, and I do not want to hurt my mom's back at
all. That's smart, buddy. That is smart.
So those are three.
I do like the one that came in from John. John says, I like to smell old books. I love the smell of old paper. Uncommon to find me in a Goodwill huffing the books.
All right, John, get out of here. You've been here for 3 hours.
I know. Sir, would you mind stopping?
You going to buy any of those
buy
books?
The book or don't.
Stop huffing the books, sir. We got Molly, Shay, and Shauna on the line that were very kind to call in. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Morning.
So what's your weird quirk or habit?
This is super embarrassing.
Perfect.
I can't give people compliments without like literally bursting into tears.
Shut up. I just
start bawling and crying and like looking at them like I'm a total idiot.
Why? Why do you do that?
I have no idea. Every time I give somebody a compliment to their face, like if I usually will do it text because I don't have to face them and then I'm fine. Yeah. But if I give it to their face, I will just like start crying.
So instead, I
compensate by being a sarcastic jerk.
Welcome to the club.
Is that why you are the way you are? I'm like, yes, because if I compliment you, I'm going to look like an even bigger idiot. And
well, is this as simple?
You're amongst friends.
Yeah, is this as simple as even being like, I like your sweater? Yeah. Are you like, I love your sweater?
It's more like heartfelt ones. Like if I'm there's something that I'm it's not just like, oh, hey, I like your sweater. Fortunately, it's not quite.
Why don't
that
you give us a compliment? But give us a compliment right now and see if you can make it through.
No, I can't do it.
That's too much pressure.
You got a big face, Jeremy.
Molly, that's...
You guys are awesome. It's actually been wonderful, but I didn't cry. I'm really proud of myself.
Good.
We're proud of you, too.
A little choked up there. But, Molly, thank you for calling and opening up. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have
Thanks,
a great day.
Bye. Bye, Molly.
I didn't cry. Shay.
Hi.
What's your weird quirk or habit?
So I always have to count by like twos. Like everything has to be even, like all the time. So like if I'm driving on the road or if I'm just like sitting here in this parking lot, I have to like make sure all the like lanes are even.
Yeah.
And if not, I have to like add in the sidewalks and the curb. It's like everything I do, like watching TV. Like, all the lights and columns have to be in two. It's just weird. I don't know why.
Here's one that's in twos, I guess you could say. No name on this one. I always wipe deodorant 4 times on both armpits. If I accidentally do more than that, I have to do the same on the other. So if she hits 5, then she's got to go 5, I guess, or 6, then you got to do 6.
Yeah, that's just weird. You can't do 5.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go 4. 2, 4, 6, 8. That's a very unique one, Shay. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Shay.
Bye.
But I get it, because it's like that feeling of uneasy if you don't accomplish something. That's kind of what it makes me feel like, is I'm not accomplishing it. Yeah.
So
this is interesting to me.
Hey, Shauna.
Hey.
Hey, your face. What's your weird quirk or habit?
Well, I have the same one that Josh has, where I can't walk on cracks. Like, I avoid cracks and painted lines. But I also, I lived in North Dakota, and you drive a lot on the highway. And so I would tap my feet between the lines on the highway as we were going down the highway. Like, I couldn't tap on the line. I would tap in between the lines with my feet.
No way. Your car, you're going tap, 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 like that?
Yes.
Like on the floor?
Yep.
What? Yep. I have never heard of that.
Yeah, and you're right. In North Dakota, you do drive on the highway a lot.
Like, Katie's from North Dakota.
I'm from North Dakota, yeah, so I get it. Like, you're on that highway a lot.
That's weird. Yep. Y'all are weird.
It's a weird quirk, and it makes us
normal.
Something
to occupy your time.
Oh, but I said this was a safe space, so that's
very
normal. Thank you,
totally
Shauna,
normal.
For that. We really appreciate you calling. Tap away. See you later.
Thanks, Shauna. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Josh grabbed two more. Here's Aubrey.
Hi.
Hi.
Morning,
hi.
Aubrey.
What's your weird quirk or habit?
Well, I can visualize everything before I do it. Like, to everyone outside, my hands are just floating in front of my face. In my head, I'm planning it out. That box goes there. That box goes there. Like, in my head, I'm holding the box.
It's like it's like VR. It's like virtual reality, yeah. Kind of in your head, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing with all those boxes, though?
Yeah.
But, like, you can visualize, like, you making coffee before you do it, or, like, running an errand before you do
it. Actually, yes. I do it with everything. You'll see me just laying in my bed planning out the first, like, 5 steps of my morning. Dogs out, feed the dogs, everything.
Did you visualize making this phone call before you made it?
Yes.
And see, she did it right.
Look at that.
Yay, Aubrey.
Unbelievable.
That's cool.
That's something.
That's like deja vu throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
What,
like,
it is.
I've been here.
Yeah.
Aubrey, thank you for sharing. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thanks, okay, bye. Aubrey. Bye.
One more. Deanna.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your weird quirk or habit?
So I have to smell a cup before I can drink out of it.
Hold up. What?
That makes sense to me, actually. That makes sense.
If I pull a cup out of a cabinet, like coffee, ice water, whatever I'm going to drink, I have to smell the cup and make sure it smells good before I can drink out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you exactly looking for with the smell? What do you mean? Like soapy?
No, like... So, like, the kids used to do dishes, and sometimes they wouldn't do them properly, so it would smell like bad milk or...
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's just become a permanent...
smell good.
It's become a permanent thing then.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and my kids are all grown now. They don't even do the dishes anymore.
You were in mom mode. That's what it was. Yeah. You were in mom mode. You were making sure dishes were clean, and now you're just stuck in the habit.
You might have ruined you might have ruined me, because I feel like I'm going to start doing this now.
Yeah.
No, Huff a cup. Huffacup.com.
People look at me like I'm weird, but I'll probably
not at all.
No.
Cups is fine. Once you make your way to bowls, then that's going to be really weird.
When you're sniffing bowls.
See? Yeah. And now I'm going to probably start smelling the bowls.
All right. Well, move on to forks. It's like the cup is like a gateway drug. You know?
It really is.
Next thing you know, you're huffing plates.
It's the gateway dish.
Deanna, thank you for the fun call. Have a good morning. Have a good week.
Thanks,
you too.
Deanna.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
Happy Monday.
Oh, that's fun.
Those were great.
Those are good.
Yeah,
and the hundreds coming in on text message that we cannot get to because we are out of time. But my God, you guys, there's got some weird quirks out there.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.